Let's see, what are people talking about this morning? Possibly the Pope or politics or the weather, if it might be bad. But definitely they'll be talking about this.
This is American Idol.
American Idol is the number one most watched show week after week. The ratings may have softened a little in its seventh season, but it still pulls in about 27 million loyal viewers. NPR's Kim Masters tries to figure out why.
At Braddock Drive Elementary School in Los Angeles, it is possible to ask a stupid question.
Do you guys like American Idol?
Yes!
We love it! It's the bomb!
Talent competitions are hardly a new form of entertainment. Why, then, has American Idol taken the nation by storm and showed such staying power? At the most basic level, some viewers simply enjoy the music.
I am Bianca Garibay. I am 10 years old, and what I like about American Idol is that you get to hear people sing, and it's very joyful to hear them.
Others find guilty pleasure.
My name is Shannon Nelson, and I'm 10, and I like American Idol because it's funny laughing at people and seeing them mess up, and Simon being very mean.
What's clear is that American Idol transcends a lot of boundaries. Not far from Braddock Drive Elementary, it's easy to find an American Idol fan at the Culver City Senior Center.
Murray Silman, my age is 83. At the beginning, it's kind of funny. But then at the end, when it gets down to the serious business, you can see that they all have a great deal of talent.
But enough from the amateurs. What do the experts think? Jason Mattel is a professor of media studies at Middlebury College. He says a big component of American Idol's appeal springs from hormones.
It's romantic fascination with one of the characters and really a fandom, that sort of old school teeny bopper swooning in front of a pop star.
Let's bring out David Archuleta. Come on up here.
It cuts across every demographic, location, age, race, and gender. Mattel also thinks an integral part of the American Idol experience is that the audience gets to judge, too.
You can feel ownership of particular contestants, and the competition itself allows anyone to fit in.
You can influence the result, and at the same time, you can imagine that you are the one standing before Randy, Paula, Simon, and America.
There's really this sense of, wow, I'm discovering someone who had an everyday job just like me who can rise up and become the next pop star. That's the American dream.
I look at American Idol as a secular ritual.
Kat Williams is a student of folklore at UCLA. Her dissertation focuses in part on American Idol. She says rituals are often used to mark transformation, like, say, a wedding. The American Idol audience transforms the contestants who are attempting to shed workaday lives and emerge as pop stars.
But sometimes ritual comes about in response to a crisis.
Williams argues that the U.S. is facing a crisis in democracy. There was the contested presidential election in 2000, suspicion about what went on in Ohio in 2004, and right now a great deal of angst surrounding the primary process for Democrats.
So it seems to me that we are in this crisis of democracy. And since democracy is such an important part of our cultural identity, maybe American Idol provides another way for us to express ourselves democratically.
America voted. You are safe. Congratulations.
Metaphor for a troubled democracy? An expression of the American dream? Just good entertainment? American Idol's appeal is in the eyes of more than 27 million Idol worshippers. Kim Masters, NPR News.
At our website, you can hear from one more American Idol fan, Fresh Air's Terry Gross. At least she used to be a fan. Find out what changed at npr.org.